हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। माय डियर डिवोटीज, टुडे आई विल टेल यू अ स्टोरी ऑफ हाफ माय फ्रेंड कृष्ण कुमार, डॉक्टर कृष्ण कुमार रमन केम इन टू कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस and how his dear wife Dr. Hina Krishna Kumar came into Krishna consciousness. She was already a dear wife before she came to Krishna consciousness.
She said
real wife or dear wife? So first of all, we joined medicine in 1980. That time we were 17 year old young boys. And in first MBBS in the library, I had a very beautiful fight with this Dr. Krishna Kumar. In fact, I cornered him and threatened him. And then we did not talk for 2 years. The fight, I don't remember why the fight was there, but definitely I remember that I was quite overpowering and threatening to him.
Because senior, junior, that.
Now also. Yes. So that so truly speaking, that fight, why it was there, I don't remember. Something about library, some seat or some book, something like that, it happened. And
For the seat.
I had kept my books and you had come, I think, that time. And many people told me that time, in those days, Krishna Prem Prabhu would use mouth spray inside the mouth. I don't understand that time how, what is the mouth spray purpose. But it's a mouth freshener spray, not even known to us in those days. Then finally we passed our MBBS and then I joined Krishna Consciousness in a third MBBS by Dayaram Prabhu, who is the ex-president of Mayapur Temple, who preached me. And then I went to Rishikesh immediately after passing out with my wife. I joined the temple full time there. Today also we have a center there, called the New Madhuban Ashram, where I stayed for 1 year. That was in 88. 86 we passed out. Then I did one post in JJ Hospital. Then I gave my exam in skin and VD. Then I got a baby. Then baby was born. And then I went to Rishikesh for 88. Full 88 I was in Rishikesh. In 89 when I returned, it was a very embarrassing situation because we had fought at home and we had left home to join Krishna Consciousness full time. And my mother-in-law, father-in-law, my parents were very upset with us and we had just left in total rebellion and arguments. But when we came back, again we had to take shelter of my in my father-in-law's house because I didn't have any house. I had joined straightway full-time in temple. So, 40 days I was wandering in Bombay to have a house. You know, there's a song in the movie, Ek Akela Ek Sheher Mein. रात हो या दोपहर में आबोदाना ढूंढता है, मतलब घर ढूंढता है, आशियाना आशियाना वो बड़ी बात है। आई वॉज लुकिंग फॉर अ स्मॉल रूम समहाउ आफ्टर माई 40 डेज ऑफ फुल डे स्ट्रगल वॉन्डरिंग इन द सिटी ऑफ बॉम्बे फॉर अ हाउस आई गॉट अ जॉब इन जीटी हॉस्पिटल वेयर आई गॉट क्वार्टर्स ऑफिशियल क्वार्टर्स आई गॉट अ पोस्ट देयर एंड आई जॉइन द हॉस्पिटल And lo and behold, I came to know that Dr. Krishna Kumar is the warden of the hostel. The first, the high-rise building had about 12 floors. And the first 6 floors were for the MD, MS students and house physicians and house surgeons and all. And above 6th floor, it was 7th floor, was all the government officers were staying. So on all the 6 floors, first floor was canteen and above that, Dr. Krishna Kumar was controlling that room distribution and everything. So, when I joined, I came alone. My wife was in her mother's house. I came alone and I was shifting luggage there. And first night I stayed there, I didn't even have water bottle with me. So, I had forgotten to collect water. And in the middle of the night, I woke up with thirst. And I was so thirsty, I was like, got up and I was looking, kya karne ga abhi, where to drink water. So, I was wandering from that end of lobby to this end of lobby. And the last room, 606, 6612 was open. There was light on there and there was open. So I knocked the door and I went inside. There was Dr. Krishna Kumar studying for his surgery examination. And I remembered my fight with him. I never spoke to him after that. But that time I said, can I get some water please? So he gave me water very graciously in the night. And then I sat there. And we spoke, I think, for till 4 a.m. in the morning. That is
no,
afterwards.
It was in the end of 88.
Yeah.
Then I became hostel warden somewhere in January. So in somewhere in Dharam that
time. I did a locum post for a RMO who went on leave 1 month for leave.
Then what happened was actually you came because somebody had told you, I think there's a fridge in my room. So you came to get cold water.
Yes.
And you took the water and went. And then you, I couldn't keep the bottle with you because I thought, why should I?
Common toilet.
And then coming back, I thought, now what should I do? Bottle is there, let it be. He came again after some time, after 15 minutes, and he said, keep the bottle. Then I thought, I'll do this leg, you know. Actually, this was the main intent I told you also. I wanted to do this leg. I said, so, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Whenever somebody used to go anywhere, he'd start chanting loudly. In the lift, everybody used to chant Hare Krishna so loudly, you know. Many people used to be a little irritated. Then I thought, so, I also.
Yeah, just give it to him on this one.
I
want to hear you.
Then I thought I will pull his leg and I pulled him inside. I was smoking, then he was feeling a little bad, so I just switched off the, then what happened was, I thought, chalo, let me just ask some things. And we went on speaking till...
I think
4:30 in the morning. It was around 12:30 he came for 4 hours. Till that time, nobody had answered the questions which I had asked ever. I was always inquisitive, but nobody gave me proper answers. But what he gave was very, very satisfactory. And I said, this is a new paradigm I could get. And from that time, we used to meet
then
very regularly.
Regularly, without fail, I was going in his room and sitting with him for hours together and talking about consciousness.
I distinctly remember that his room was last room. It was like a flat only. It had refrigerator, it had sound system, it had 125 shirts hanging on the hangers. 125 shirts, not a joke. Yeah, not as many pants, but 125 shirts were all hanging. And I would love always sound system and stereophonic sound system. I would go and hear some music there also. And then we had so many programs in my room. In the very room where I stayed, we had so many programs, and even His Holiness Radhana Swami was brought in the hostel there. And in those days, you know, Radhana Swami was very, 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 very free. And he would come, even there were 4 people to listen also, he would come and give program. So in the hostel of Madhavanand Prabhu's room, so Madhavanand Prabhu was also doing his house registrar position in that hostel, I think so. No, not in that hostel, St. George Hospital. But Maharaj came in our hospital. So in that whole year, we kept on talking, and then one day what happened was that they would all, our classmates were there in the same floor, and they would really talk ill about me and tease me and criticize me, and their dustbin was he. Whatever they had to talk about him, me, they would go and talk to him. He said, your Guruji did this, your Guruji did that, because I had a small baby, you know, who was hardly, maybe little less than a year actually. So sometimes he would pass stool and then my wife had to lift her and take her to bathroom, you know, and sometimes some particular stool also will fall on the way, which we can miss sometimes. But then they would go and tell him, your Guruji's daughter is passed stool, he has not cleaned the thing, and this happened and that happened. See, this is, he is leaving this in the bathroom and he is doing that in the bathroom, something like that. They would always keep on coming and bothering him.
No, because I was there, very good friend, I had to go for drinking and things like that. So they were feeling that I was going to go away from them.
He was like a popular person amongst the friend circle, and I was like, before, because I joined Hare Krishna, I was like outcast, you know. But I was like, gaya Gujarat bhi. Hare Krishna ban gaya, matlab gaya kaam se. It's like that. So then we had one program in the house, and we had fed everybody on the floor. All the seniors, juniors, everybody had nice lunch in my house, and there was a lot of kheer remaining. then that key remaining I kept in his room. And then one of our friends came in the room. And they used to always be free with him, open his fridge, whatever is there to eat, drink, whatever they wanted. So they ate this key also. And then what happened?
Shilpa
ate the kheer.
And
I got very angry with that because I had kept the kheer and how dare she come and take the kheer away like that. Something, everybody, we were unhappy, that time. And that one year, after, on work, when I was working in skin and beauty department. So on the work, I was talking to Dr. Shetty, Ashok Shetty, who is a skin specialist, my lecturer. And when I used to come off the work, I would come and meet Dr. Krishna Kumar, who was a general surgeon. And in between, I used to go. And what happened in between was that one post of RMO got empty. So they were looking for one locum for 1 month to do a temporary post. So I went in the government health department to meet the doctor who is in charge of this particular allocations, who would give the allocations. So I went with him. I had carried my bead bag and one inside also to his office. So he was sitting, eating, chewing tobacco and signing many files and papers. He saw me and he got very irritated looking at me. He said, you guys are so show bottles, you know, you are always on the road, here, there, you are reading Kantimala, this, that, Tilak, and show everybody you are your devotee. Why can't you do your devotion privately at home? Why have to make show off? I don't know what went in my mind. I just straight answered him. Sir, you all people are not talking to those people who are wearing Michael Jackson t-shirts and film stars t-shirt and film heroine t-shirt. That time you don't get irritated. And we are talking about God and, you know, doing something about God. You get irritated. What kind of understanding is this? So immediately accepted, yeah, I am sorry, I made a wrong statement. And that was a clue. That was a clue because he had seen me in the lift because he was staying on 12th floor. We were on the 6th floor. And we would always go up and down and I used to always chant loudly when somebody would come in the lift. Like in the train or bus, I would take out my bead out of the bead bag and chant like Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Because I thought always that this is the only chance for them to hear Hare Krishna, why not? You know, even if I look weird and awkward, no problem. So that, he had seen me before also. And maybe that had irritated him, because these guys are, you know, chanting loudly, openly and all. But when I went to take signature from him, it was a chance for him to talk something about it. But I immediately gave back the answer. It seems that answer had impressed him a lot. And then I went to his room in 1203 and I gave books to him. And then daily to him and him. Then he would ask me, where were you? So I would say, I was with him. Then he would ask me, where were you? So I would say, I was with him. Like that, all the time, all the hostel time I would spend with two of them, after the duty hours, and during duty hours with Adhikesha Prabhu. And in 1 year, 1989, I was only meditating on these three people. Only my meditation. When to meet them today, how to meet them, what to talk to them today, what subject matter, everything, what to carry for them. This is the only thing I would think for the full 1989 year. And in the process, Radhana Swami, I had two houses, by the way.
1st of February, 1989, you invited me to your house for
my daughter's first birthday. Yeah. In the house, no, my room, yes. In my room, yeah. First birthday of...
Dhani sir.
See, I'll tell you the story. What happened was, when I came from Rishikesh back, Radhana Swami had come to bring me back from Rishikesh to Bombay. And he had told one of our senior doctors that, see, I am getting him back to Bombay, but he doesn't have house, doesn't have job. You have to arrange for a house for him, otherwise he cannot come to Bombay. So he promised Radhanath Maharaj that I will arrange a house for him. And when I had come back, not a single step was taken by him to arrange any house for me. And that made me wander in the Bombay for searching for a house. In the process, Radhanath Swami himself told one of the senior most devotees of Bombay, His Grace Srinathji Das, who is Mafatlal's brother-in-law. He said, Swarup has come back from Rishikesh and there is no house. You should arrange a house for him. And Srinathji Prabhu took it upon himself that I have to accommodate Swarup somewhere in some good house. So he had some business contact who was the Tata Motors general manager in those days. So they had business contact. He had obliged him for some reason. So he just ordered him that you have a flat in Malabar Hill. please give your flat to my friend. He is come for research from Rishikesh. He will be staying here for 1 month to do research. So please give him the flat. So on 1 month basis, 1 month, you know, understanding, I entered the flat. At the end of every month, he would ask me, so when are you vacating? So I would say, talk to Dr. Desai. Under his order, I am doing research. So he would say his research is still going on, so maybe one more month he will stay. And like that, I stayed there 14 months. So right across the governor's bungalow. Governor's bungalow was next to my building. And I was on the second floor at the seashore. And at that house, I arranged the first program and Radhana Swami came there and the audience was only three. Krishna Kumar, his wife Hina, and Dr. Shetty, his wife Pushpa, and Dr. Ashok Poddar and his wife. Six people would come. And Dr. Alva would come sometimes with his Mandakini wife. And we would have programs for hours and hours and hours together. And we would cook in the flat and they would come at about 2 o'clock and 6 o'clock. Every week it would happen. Only four of them. And weekly Radhanath Maharaj's satsang program for four hours in that house where I stayed in Dhanisagar. And then every time Maharaj would leave my house and ask, so when are you calling me again for the program? You can imagine these statements are not heard these days. Here we have to stand in queue for long. If you feel that, no. He would ask and he would say, the only preaching program that is going on in Radha Gopinath temple is at Vishwarup's house. What were his statements in those days? There was the only program being conducted regularly for cultivating some people. And there we, Madan Prabhu passed MD, and then we had the famous dance, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Radhe, Madhavanand Prabhu MD ki jai. You know, Maharaj was very happily glorifying. We had a party there actually. All of our friends came there and we had dance and Maharaj was so happy with that dance that we did, Radhe Radhe. Maharaj said, tomorrow we should dance like this in temple also. Radhe Radhe, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Radhe, like that, you know. So next day, in front of Radha Gopinda, DTs in temple, again we had the same dance for another 2 hours. With Radha Maharaj sitting in the center playing harmonium, like that. So, by the end of the year, Krishna Kumar became devotee, took up Krishna consciousness, gave up his cigarettes. And one unique thing about Dr. Hina, I will tell you, that I never spoke to her. Not a single word I spoke to her. I don't remember ever I met you also. But I would see her with little Anirudh always coming to the hostel. Because you were not staying in the hostel. He was staying in the hostel because he was...
Your house also accompanied
us. Yeah.
For his regular classes
and yes.
In September 1989, Maharaj had a program in Abhikesh.
That time.
He was
giving
me
an interview. Hey, give it to her, please.
Vishnu Prabhu was walking there near GT and he wanted to go somewhere. So he said, please drop me somewhere, you know. So this one is like, okay, you get down, I'm dropping it. And, you know, in the middle. Wife to get down was, and I was, you know, he was smoking and drinking, already irritated me so much. And I said, now God knows what is he getting into, you know. Because for me, that idea of Hare Krishna was that dam maro dam and all that, you know. I said, now I don't know what will happen to this man, you know. He's going to go and do some drugs or something. I don't know, what is he doing? I was so upset. I was really angry with him, first of all, for dumping me like that. And I said, I don't know what you all are doing, you know. I said, now you're going to get into some other nonsense. And I was so upset, you know.
Enthusiasm. I'll give you all this, all details. Huh? This is. I thought, you know, all the sex life and all is bad and all. Huh? So she'll sleep on the cot, I'll sleep on the ground. And she and she used to get scared that I will leave her and go. She said, you're going into ISKCON, is all nonsense, and you're meeting Vishnu Prabhu, he'll take you away, and all that.
The moment I met Maharaj in Prem Leela Mataji's house, that's why nobody had to talk to me. But then I was convinced that it's absolutely genuine.
Originally, with a small baby in the
yeah.
hand, not go that time in the room. And speak to him. Maybe you were conversing with her, whatever we used to discuss sometimes. And that's how In the which year got initiated, Rudy?
I got initiated into Oman.
Yeah, he went to Oman, yeah.
1995.
The first batch. The first batch. What was the episode?
Phoned up.
Huh. I don't remember now.
And then that time we were not part of ISKCON. We were all called the League of Devotees. And then Devamand Prabhu had told me when I was going to Oman, he said, they are there, so be a little, just bow down to them when they are meeting you, but don't have intimate association with them. But in 93 we became part of ISKCON, then we had wonderful association. I became very serious in Krishna consciousness. Then I came for 94 and that time, or 95 beginning. And initiation was supposed to be in March. So I told Vishwaroop Prabhu,
the first one.
Yeah, 17th March and 18th March was the initiation. That time Maharaj was made at the GBC for a Jew and So then what happened was, I told Vishwaroop Prabhu, see, I have to come. I came for vacation in January. I'll not be able to come again in March when the initiation is there. So you please phone up and tell something that my mother is having a heart attack. So he said, I'll do that. I told Krishna Prabhu, so many people I told actually. I was waiting for him on the day, I think it was on 14th or something of March. I was waiting in my hospital in Oman, thinking Vishwaroop Prabhu will call. He didn't call at all. Then it was becoming... No, I could have called him, but then it looked very fabricated. So I wanted something to come from there. But it was 12:30, duty will get over at 2 o'clock. And if we don't go to the Mudiria, we'll not get the passports back, then I cannot fly from initiation. So I went and told them at 12:30 that, see, my friend has phoned up and my mother has, I think mother is having a heart attack. So I went to the head office to get my passport. By the time he phoned up and he said, my mother has fallen down and is having a cut. Yeah, and she's serious, so he has to come. Then when I came back, they said, your mother is having a heart attack or she fell down? So I said, she had a heart attack, that's why she fell down. Somehow it's spontaneously.
For 7 days, they went on asking, how's your mother-in-law? And I don't like to lie, mere muh pe se dik jata, you know. And I'm like getting so wild with him. I said, why are you going like this, you know, telling lies and going, this is not right, you know. I was like, I was so upset, you know. And I had to make such a sad face and, you know, behave like really my mother-in-law's. And every day I have to give them some updated news, you know.
The best thing was, her mother had come for visit to Muscat.
And they used to go roaming around in Muscat there. And my mother is lying like that. Yeah, that's what they...
Anyway, so...
So you came back and you got initiated, right? Krishna Prem Das. His grace, Krishna Prem Das. One of the unique things about Kishore Prem Mataji was... Whatever happened, whatever she must have argued here and worried about him and all, but she was so sincere and so much loyal to her husband. Even after that also, all these years, she has been an excellent mother to Anirudh. She has taken such care of Anirudh so nicely and taken such good care of Krishna Prem Prabhu also. Even now also, he was so homesick when I was in Saudi Arabia for alone for some time, I think. Very miserable. And we have exchanged such beautiful poetic letters, me and Krishna Kumar. He was in Oman, I was in Saudi Arabia. And I used to write letters, handwritten, and he would respond. A famous incident which I wrote to him in the letter was that, you remember when we are with our wives, we say,
yes.
get water, get towel, get this. Now everything I am doing on my own. I don't have anybody to order what to get, what not to get. another famous incident which we wrote, and we remember that incident so much. And he also shared the same thing in his letter, that how we take our wives for granted and make them to serve us so much, menial services, but they are so loyal to us and they are so much obedient and do so many things for us, so much caring. So she has been doing that very faithfully for so many years. And our unique feature is that I got married, in 6 months he got married. I got daughter, in 6 months he got a son. And he used to always dream that my daughter will get married with his son. He was always telling me, what if your daughter gets married with my son? I said, we'll wait for time to come. If you are going to give me dowry to my daughter, then I will agree with this. So we had a very good time, very good time. And because we were very proud batchmates. It is the first batch in JJ Hospital, in the history of JJ Hospital. The first one to join Krishna consciousness was me. And the first batch only there were four people who became devotees. One is myself, second is he and his wife, and Madhavanand Prabhu. Four of us are sitting. Two more are? That is later on, after 15 years. After 15 years, Varsha joined. Now there are five people. Varsha, in one batch. Five doctors who are initiated in Krishna consciousness. And then later on, then Adhikasya Prabhu joined, and then Vaishna Seva Prabhu also joined. Vaishna Seva Prabhu joined before you. In 1986, we had the first ever program of JJ Hospital in Anatomy Hall, the big Anatomy Hall, which is worth two floors, but it's not two floors, just escalating chairs, you know, like theater. Two floor classes were in one hall like that. And there Radhana Swami came and gave lecture. You see, that day I was mentioning okay, how much we spend energy, time, money to preach, you know. So that whole program, I had done so much hard work to go to HOD, anatomy, get the permission, then call professors and her and to everybody there. And after the end of the program, one young boy came running, you know, behind Radhana Swami and asked me, because he knew I am the organizer, he asked me, can I come in the car? I said, where do you want to come? So wherever Swamiji goes, I want to come with him. And I asked Radhana Swami, Maharaj, this boy wants to come. He said, yeah, get him in. Then we went to another doctor's house and we had a full afternoon program from 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock. And there was something like Waldorf salad was that time also there in that whole thing with cream and everything. So, Vaishnava Prabhu, that boy asked questions to Radhana Swami for till 5 o'clock in the evening. And he was Vaishnava Prabhu. And today he is the director of IsconDesiretree.com and the senior most surgeon in the hospital. And since then he is into Krishna consciousness. He also had, he is a born Jain. So his father was a staunch Jain, you know. So they had such tough time. He left his house and he joined temple. When I was full time in Radha Gopinath temple, I came from Rishikesh. Then one year I stayed in GT hospital along with a house in Dani Sadan near Malabar Hill. I was next to Governor's Bungalow. Then that house also gone. My post got finished. And my exam was due and I had no room to stay anywhere. So Krishna Prem Prabhu as a secretary of the hostel gave me one room, you know, without having a post in the hospital. Like, in his own power, 608 he gave me. And there I studied and still many programs took place in that room also, in 608. It was famous as leaking room.
Leaking room. That's why nobody was taking it up.
And that room I stayed to study for my exams. And many people whom I would preach, they would come to the hostel and meet me there. And amongst them were Kalindi Mataji and Kishori Mataji. They would come in that room to meet me regularly. Another boy was there, Shreyas, who actually preached them. And all of them were my counselees, so they would come. They were also young, 18, 17 year old girls, you know, first MBBS. And then, finally I left GT Hospital. And in 1990, when there was no room then, Radhananda said, you come out to temple, stay in temple and make some room. And then there was no room. Devam Prabhu was the president and he said, there is no room in the temple. Impossible, my guests are staying in this bunker room and I don't have place for them. And somehow Vaishnava Seva Prabhu felt very bad about for me, you know, ki aray, Vishwaroop Prabhu is not having a room, how can we do that? So he sat with Devam Prabhu for days and days together. And in his most creative, constructive means building constructive idea, he built the hospital, Bhaktivedanta Hospital. So in his own creative idea, he convinced him that you shift these people over here, that to here, and this room becomes empty, get Vishwaroop Das there. So on 1st May 1990, I moved in temple, 1990.
think that time Ishwari Mataji and SKC also.
They came after me. After I joined, after first, then their room was made. And then from there I went to Vrindavan for 1 year in my room, then Dwarkadesh and Vishaka joined.
What about the Basara trip?
The first trip, you were there in the first trip?
The first Basara trip.
You were not there in the first
second,
trip.
Second, Suchar room was.
You had come.
Come for the first Suchar.
Yeah, you had abnormal cough settlement.
Yeah.
Ishwari Prem was such a person, you know, who was like, one time he had some pain in the abdomen, he lost some weight. So he was so panicky that he had TB of abdomen. All the time he was haunted by the thought that he has TB of abdomen. And remember, in that thought process only, he had come to Barsana for Suchar Renewable Camp. My God, amazing. And then we convinced you and proved you, you don't have abdominal coughs, don't worry. But Krishna Prem Prabhu is known as a very innocent-hearted person. Very innocent, very simple-hearted. He has a childlike heart. And she is, being a wife to him, she is also like a mother to him. She takes very much. So nice, you know. So we have shared a very wonderful history and relationships. And Krishna Prem Prabhu, one unique, most wonderful feature is that it is now 89 onwards, 24 years have passed now, right? 24 years since we met. Of course, we met in the college as a student, but after Krishna consciousness, 24 years have passed. Whenever he meets me, whether he meets me every day or every week or every monthly or maybe sometimes many months after or sometimes he comes abroad after many years also, first thing he meets me and tells me, thank you very much for making me a devotee.
Thank you.
Even now I came to Saudi Bahrain, he told me the same thing when I met him for the first time. I mean, he doesn't have to say that. He has said it once, it's enough. But his heart is full of gratitude. Whenever he meets me, today morning also I shared with you. Whenever he meets me, first hugs me and tells me, sometimes tears in his eyes, thank you very much for getting me into Krishna consciousness. So gratitude is a very, very wonderful quality which attracts Krishna. Grateful heart can be pardoned of so many anarthas in the heart. And Krishna's mercy can be immediately attracted for a grateful heart. So all of us should strive for this gratefulness, gratitude. And to devotees, to Guru, to Krishna, to friends, to help us to carry on in Krishna consciousness. It's not easy to carry on and on in Krishna consciousness. It's easy to get in and more easy to get out of Krishna consciousness. Very, very easy to get out, you know. We have lost so many devotees in the process. So many have survived, and we have been always told it is not surprising that so many left. Surprising is so many are still surviving. That is what we are told again and again, repeatedly. And now as time passes, there are only few of us, you know, who are there in 89, 88, and 86, and 85, you know. And we cherish each other's company because it is such a wonderful thing to be there together for so many years. Now, so many years after years after years. The very typical history of the medicos is that we all met one another in 83 in Juhu temple. We were being cultivated in JJ hospital and 3-4 of them were getting cultivated in Nair hospital, which are like a couple of kilometers away from one another. And we didn't know them, they didn't know us. But we were introduced to Juhu temple, so we went to Juhu temple, they also came to Juhu temple. And there we met each other. And everybody was thinking that we should do MBBS and join temple as brahmacharis. So, I was the only odd man out. I was already holding the hand of my girlfriend and coming to temple. So, they were really now, whenever they would be, they would talk to each other. Suddenly, when I come, they would become lesser, like, you know, this guy we should not become close to because he is coming with a woman, I mean, girl. So, and we are on the path of brahmacharya, the celibacy, the great path of celibacy. And they would look down upon me, criticize me. In the mind of my mind, I cursed them several times. When I curse you, you all become grastas. And gradually, by the power of my purity of my curse, everybody followed one by one, joined hands with ladies, and had grastha life. I used to feel very bad, you know. Maybe they were feeling bad that I was having a beautiful girlfriend. So
foreigner. Foreign yogini, you know, looking like that, so fair, that
green eyes, golden hair.
Really. She had a real sattvic look at that time.
Yeah, because she's from that typical Maharashtrian Brahmin family, who are by birth very pure in their diet, habit, and very religious, and their upbringing is like that. So they are all like that only. You not her only. If you see her relative also. Cobras, yeah. Kopanastha Brahmins, they're called as. So then, Kopanastha Brahmins, Cobra, Cobras, Hogan side, yeah. Ratnagiri, Y side. So then everybody got married. First of all, they did MBBS. They went to Guru Maharaj, said, we want to do Brahmacharya. He said, no, don't wait. Don't go for Brahmacharya now. Do your MD, MS, specialized branch. And uniquely speaking, you could not believe how Krishna's mercy was there, that each one of us got branches into medicine, whatever we wanted actually. And all the important branches of medicine were covered among ourselves. And they all started doing the MD. Then they passed out their MD and then again they came. Shall we join Brahmacharya Ashram now? And I said, no, you get married and you have a nice medical activity going on. And that's how in 86 our medical activity started. And most of them finished their MDs into 90s, in 1990 or something. And then everybody got married and we joined together. And since then, we never left company of each other. We were always moving around together. We moved to the camps where we were holding medical camps. That time he was in Oman, when we were holding medical camps. And then we went to Palghar, another 100 kilometers away from our Mira Road area. From there we moved to Mira Road, bought a small clinic, and then bought one more flat and bought pathology and x-ray in that. Then bought one more flat and we got operation theater and some 14 beds there. We had a small, beautiful unit of 14 beds with operation theater and everything. And every Tuesday we were doing programs next to the Tiles Factory Hall. We used to have programs and so many devotees, so many employees became devotees. Now they are almost 25-year-old devotees who became, receptionist and technician and this and that in our small nursing home there. They all are now stalwart devotees. Some of them are assistant managers, some of them are managers, some of them are big post holders like that. And all those people who were in the medical camp, in the villages, those who would come, boys would come as volunteers, they all became devotees. And about 35 of them are working in the hospital right now, in various important positions. So our medical camps have, really fetched so many devotees from this material world. And it's over now, over 25 years that we all are together, serving together, Guru Maharaj, and more than our family members, we are close to each other. Because in thick and thin, happiness and distress, in difficult times, because all of us had difficult times at home. Everybody. There was a time that every doctor literally had fights in the house, and they used to throw utensils and whatnot has happened in the house. Because everybody was thinking that I would give my son a nursing home, I would buy a ground floor for my son and he would open nursing home and do this and that. Or you go abroad and do your post-graduations there. They had big plans for them. And they all came to know they are becoming devotees of Hare Krishna and they are not practicing. I mean, they are practicing, but they are practicing for 30 rupees for consultation. When the outside world was charging 100 rupees for consultation, they were taking 30 rupees. And that 6 rupees they were donating back to the hospital, whatever that institution was, as our share to the institution. So 24 rupees was like peanuts to charge for an MD, MS doctor. So they were all disgusted. They said, you make money outside and give donation to Hare Krishna, no problem. But don't do like this. And I was the odd man out. I didn't do PG. I did some time, but I left and then I became the president of Hare Krishna Medical Association. So I had to do fundraising and management and this and camps and driving vehicles.
Where did you practice in that?
Yeah, that is in 93, much later on. I practiced for many years. I had good practice there. So it is a very wonderful medical history of ISKCON. All the medical history of ISKCON began with all of us, few friends together, and we were only dreaming for, some small nursing home we should have together, and we will stay together, practice together, and do a small preaching program somewhere outside. That was our small dream. But the staying together has such a power. Unity of devotees has such tremendous spiritual power that instead of a small 25-bedded nursing home, we have 80,000 square feet of a big hospital. And there was so many meetings were there when we were transiting from that small 14-bed situation to a big area, 1.75 acres, donated by some donor. Many of us were debating, no, Dwarkadish Prabhu and Viraj Prabhu saying, no, we are happy here. Why to go to big hospitals? Money management and this and that. We will get lost. What about devotional service? Where we will chant Hare Krishna or keep managing the situation? And me and Madhavan on one side were very hell bent upon, no, take it up immediately and build the hospital there. No, where money will come from, we have to go fundraising outside, we will practice or go fundraising. And believe me, for so many years we were doing medical camps outside. We were going door to door or company to company collecting monthly donations. And we had a scheme called Patrons of Poor, called Garibansa Kaiwari. That scheme was there. So I would come to you and tell you, sir, this is how this. So you will give me 51 rupees per month. He will give me 101 rupees per month. And the maximum donation per month was given by Mr. Mofatlal, 1500 rupees per month. A big amount in those days. 1500 per month is like a huge donation. Somebody gives you one note of 100 rupees, it's like a big donation. You know, in those days, for so many years, every month we would go to these people, give our monthly report to them, and take our next installment of monthly collection. And 10 years we went like that. And believe me, 26 of them who were giving us small amounts per month for so many years, they built a hospital of 15 crore rupees. 15 crore is a huge amount in those days. 15 crore. Now our building costs 150 crores. Market value. But we built up the hospital. Initial budget was 10 crores and it inflated, by the way, by the time we built it, to 15 crore rupees. And that 15 crore was given by only 26 people. That means those who are giving 500,000, they gave us 45 lakhs, 1 crore, that kind of amount is donated. And in front of our eyes, as a miracle, the hospital was constructed. You cannot imagine. And our Vaishnava Seva Prabhu was doing his general surgery in KM Hospital. After JJ, he joined KM for doing MS. He passed out MS, he became lecturer there. And that time, we got the land. I remember Vaishnava, myself and Madhavananda were very bent, hell-bent upon taking that land and constructing. And these two devotees were saying, no, we don't want to get into all this business and everything. But somehow we got the land and I counted the first 200 trucks for leveling the land, dumping ground, and then I went to Saudi Arabia. Because I had no house, no money, no permanent jobs, no income. So then I spoke to Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj said, okay, if you're getting a job, go there. And I had taken loans from the houses, for the house. So in those 2 years, believe me, in only 2.5 years, in 95 when I filled the trucks 200, I went on 7th June to Saudi Arabia, 95. When I came back in September 97, the hospital was 99% ready. Day and night, Vaishnava Seva Prabhu, how we constructed the hospital. 8 a.m. he would go from Andheri to KM Hospital. Geographically, it is 25 kilometers far. And he would go in the morning, 8 o'clock. 8 to 2 o'clock, he will work in KM Hospital. And 2 o'clock, we'll take a train and he'll go to a God-forsaken place called Mira Road. And Mira Road means in those days, only 5 or 6 passengers would get down. It's like a desert, you know, no man's land. And there we had bought that flat and we were running a nursing home and we had bought a place inside 2.5 kilometers near the highway where there was no outlet, there was no hotel, there was no residence, nothing was there. And there, Vaishnava Seva Prabhu would reach 3 o'clock in the afternoon and from 3 p.m., to 1 a.m. or to 2 a.m. in the morning, he would stand on the construction site and get the thing constructed himself. He had studied all the science of civil engineering, everything, and actually got the hospital physically got built in record time of 2.5 years, standing himself in millions of mosquitoes. Even if you yawn in those days, hundreds of them will enter your mouth. Hundreds of them. You can't even yawn, you know. They will go in the nose, in the ears and eyes, everywhere they would howl. So many mosquitoes were there, so many. He got malaria so many times in those years. And we were running polyclinic there at that time. At 9 o'clock we finish our work. I would practice in Ghodbandar, general practice. And I will, we all will gather together, 9 p.m. come to the construction site. And from 9 p.m. to 3 a.m. we will have meetings thrice a week. To decide upon, you know, what can be the color, what kind of mug, what kind of buckets, what kind of handles, what kind of, you know, bolts and every small thing, whatever you need for constructions, what kind of locks, to decide that he would keep it ready and we would come at 9 o'clock until 3 a.m. we would have meetings and go back, and he would go back from there to Andheri, we would go back to our rented houses in Mira Road and again start our work at 9 o'clock in the morning. Thus record break time in 97, and we finished the hospital construction. In 1998 we inaugurated the hospital. Even today also, when I run through the history, sometimes I remember, sometimes I talk to somebody. It is simply unimaginable and unbelievable that what we were thinking and what Krishna presented us. Unbelievable situation. Today also when I sit in the hospital, I sometimes touch myself and see, is it a fact that this hospital is existing? And we were such small young students in the AJ Hospital, in Nair Hospital, and Krishna has awarded us. And that is not enough. In few years' time, the hospice came up in Vrindavan for dying devotees. The Barsana Eye Camp is now having 5 acres of land. There we are constructing a hospital. And last year, one more hospital we took over in Mira Road. Somebody just came up and said, I have an old hospital not running very nicely. Can you guys take it over and just run it? No rent, no deposit. It's about 25,000 square feet. Ground plus 3. No rent, no deposit. Just serve people here. I want to only have that desire that anyway it's not running. We will serve there. Since the day we have taken up, the hospital is full of people. Because we have moved our charity wing over there. And charity wing means when we charge 250 rupees in the hospital for consultation, we charge only 50 rupees for consultation in that hospital. Same doctors go there and see patients for 50 rupees. So all people who are poor, unaffording, all come there, stand in line, full hospital. We do eye operations, eye surgery, everything charitable over there. And in all these medical practices, hundreds and hundreds of devotees are being made there. To your great happiness, I would like to tell you, 860 is the official number we have studied. That 860 people have become devotees, proper devotees, and this is not a correct number. So many hundreds are in pipeline who are becoming devotees. How? As a patients, they have come in the hospital, got their treatment, and during the treatment, we have spiritual care department, and the department people just go talk to people, be nice with them, take care of them. People take up Krishna consciousness and become devotees. So very subtle, indirect temple of Hare Krishna. So thank you very much. If you have any questions, you can ask questions now. So my small story I told you. It began with Krishna Vimar. Huh? Yes, Prabhuji.
In this morning class, you made a statement.
Huh.
Rajavela was very well settled in Krishna consciousness.
Yes, sir.
He looked at a prostitute. The question is, was it karma or three modes or his character?
It was not karma. It was a presentation of material world in its real facto. That's all. The material world is later only. Material world is padam padam yat pibadam nate sham. Every step there is danger of fall down. So one of the steps came in his life and he succumbed to that and he fell down. He had a choice to ignore at the sight. It is said in Krishna consciousness, sorry to say, I'll tell you, that suppose a beautiful woman comes and you just happen to see her. It's okay, by accident, you know, you look that side, you saw a beautiful woman. But he said that, never look twice. That is how Maya traps you. So if we come across a beautiful object of sense gratification, we are told and educated that if we happen to see, it's alright. But you never turn and see again for second time. That is your endeavor, your activity. So he not only saw again and again, but carried that full picture in his mind. The video film was carried by him to his house. And he meditated, he contemplated deeply on that. So full process of Bhagavad Gita fall down, he followed. Dhyayate visaya pumsa. And how one's memory lost, one mind gets completely lost in the Maya. That was happened. So he used his free will to get totally lost in that object of sense gratification. Never. Never ever we are that way settled in Krishna consciousness. Till what time the child is safe on the road, till the time he is holding his mother's finger tightly, not loosely also. Constantly with focus, when he holds the mother's fingers tightly, the child is safe on the road. The time his grip becomes loose and his mind becomes attracted by balloons and giant wheel and some colorful shining things and some dazzling things, can get lost. So how can we ever say in our condition, fallen condition life, that we are settled in Krishna consciousness? Till we attain the lotus feet of Krishna, we cannot call ourselves as settled. Please understand. Because there Krishna has guaranteed, yad gatva nivartante tad dhamam paramam. Once you reach there, then you will not come back again. And if at all you come back under the instruction of Krishna for a mission, then you are fully protected. But otherwise, once you reach there, then there is no return. Till that time, you have to be always on guard. never ever think that diksha ho gaya abhi 15 saal ho gaye to senior bhi ho gaye brahman diksha bhi ho gaya abhi counselor bhi ban gaya abhi mentor bhi ban gaya abhi itna sara devotee follow bhi karte hain lecture bhi dete hain always keep your vigil on never ever think all these positions of seniority counselor and a trustee and you know so many things are there man commander and president of temple and this and regional secretary and GBC are only convenience to serve Krishna. They are only the source of convenience by which we can serve Krishna. But our identity is only one. Das, Das, Anudas. That's our eternal and permanent identification. Rest all positions are temporary. Huh? One fine day a guru having 3000 disciples completely falls down and has 7 wives after that. Everything we have seen. The person who was challenging Italian government that I will run the government and show you how to run a country in God conscious manner. So powerful he was. The maximum number of disciples in the world that time he had. One fine day he fell down and he ended up having 7 wives and so many children. So how can we say? We are like Bhutan Hindi Mekis Jhaad Ki Patti. How can we claim that we are fixed and settled in Krishna consciousness? We can never claim that. And if you ever think like that, you are in danger zone. Please understand. If you think I am settled, you are the most vulnerable, most dangerous position. If you think I am most fallen, I need shelter, I run to devotees, please help me, save me. Constantly you think like that, you are in the most safe position. It's exactly opposite. In the way in the material world, how you think? In the material world, you think that I am now having so many crores of rupees in bank, so many properties, I am now settled. So the more you get, you think more you are settled. In Krishna consciousness, more you think you are unsettled and you run for shelter, you are supposed to be settled and fixed. The more you think I am number of years and number of services and number of this thing and I am now fixed up, the more unsettled you are. Exactly opposite. So you can see such a wonderful life of Ajamil had in Krishna consciousness. One fine day, just every day he goes to jungle to fetch the wood. That day, the prostitute has to be there with one person standing there. He was off guard, finished. So many years worth spiritual life was ruined at a second. He lost all his intelligence, rationality, lost every sanity of his, and he went on and on doing not one activity, just went on and on, years after years, 10 children he begot. So where he began, where he stopped, let's see how dangerous it is. When he saw Yamduta and the battle between Yamduta and Vishnuduta, all that repentance came to his mind. My God, what I was doing and what happened now? God save me, please. We'll never do it again. He was given second chance. None of us will be given that second chance. Please understand. It was only for Ajamil's great fortune. Nobody can say that we'll be given second chance. Of course, there are so many devotees, you know, who have almost died and they have come back and revived their Krishna consciousness. It's like almost like second life, but very rarely. Any other question?
Was he almost pure and just he missed it?
No, he was not on the platform of pure devotional service, but he was quite advanced devotee by his background and by his cultivation of his parents and everything. It was very good background, like Brahminical background, very fixed in Krishna consciousness services, deity worship, Panditya, everything was there. That also proves, only one thing proves, it proves that you may be greatly read and learned in scriptures, you may have done all the vratas for years after years, you may be very strict in your sadhana, you must have chanted 64 rounds on Ekadashi for 15 years, you know, you must have done Tirtha Yatra every year, 4 times a day, a year, you must have done so many things on your record, it must be there. But still one cannot say that I am fixed in Krishna consciousness. If you lose the company of devotees and you think you don't need company of devotees, you don't need any more devotee association and you have heard everything what to hear again and again, if you think like that, then you can be finished. With all that record that you have at your background, can still drown you in the ocean of birth and death again and again. Yeah. Jada Bharata stories, just see how Jada Bharata. It is said that he was on the Bhava Bhakti stage. He was so close from Krishna. So close. It was just little bit required for him to reach Krishna. You know the snake and ladder game that we play? 92 we reach, and then the snake comes and puts you to 8. straight to 8, you know. 92 onwards, straight to 8. Imagine, from where you have to start again. It's like going to KG, you know, going to school. But this happens in Krishna consciousness. Yeah, this example is given to make you understand that he had to start from again, no, after so many years, but he had training in the past, but he had to really, suppose you stop standing 16 rounds today, and after 6 months you have to start again, I am guarantee you can't stand 16 rounds immediately after that. You have to again gradually start 2, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9 level. Even 1 month you don't chant. After a month it will be difficult for you to chant 16 rounds at stretch immediately. That's a great effort because Maya doesn't leave. Maya knows so many people are already under my grip. She is okay with them. But those who are leaving her grip and going away, my God, she is not going to leave them. She is going to run after them and grab them and grasp them like anything. She is not going to, she is going to take all of you very seriously. Because you guys are leaving her grip and trying to escape from her grip. What do you think of yourself? You are leaving my grip and going away. Dare you do that? I will show you all my power. So everybody else who are already sleeping in the lap of Maya, nothing happens to them. They are all right, going on. You try to get out of the grip of Maya, Maya will not leave you. Maya will do all kinds of nets she will throw on you. To grab you, to pull you back, to drag you again in her grip. So, there are so many stories in the history. People are so advanced. Like we say, svalpam apyasa dharmasya. A little service to Krishna you do, great danger can be mitigated. At the same time, little mistake you do, you can go down to the drain. Little off guard, little negligence, little here and there, you are not very firm in Krishna consciousness, that will drag you down all the way to zero, to rise again up with full efforts. Hare Krishna. So, Balram Desh Yatra Ki. Thank you so much for your kind association, loving hospitality, and kindness and compassion. I'm very grateful to all of you for my 3 days of complete engulfment. I'm in the Gulf. Complete engulfment in love, association, care, hospitality. I'm very grateful to all of you. And I look forward to coming again and again in your association. Hare Krishna.
So, one thing, yes. Practically now, I think the 3/4 of Radha Gopinath temple congregation is because of Shankar.
Yes. It's an exaggeration.
Half of the counselors are all made by him. So all the people are coming through counselors and things like that.
If this was true, that I made them devotees, there should have been thousands of people turned into Krishna consciousness. Because I spoke to each and every watchman and nurse and everybody in JJ Hospital, they didn't become devotees. So it's like, it's like the farmer throws the seeds everywhere, and some grow because of the fertile land and some good water falling on that and some nice things happening to them. So we are only nimitta,
Throw some seeds here.
I think I threw a lot of seeds. The secret behind is that, the same thing I have done to Dayaram Prabhu. So as a reaction, same thing happened to me. I was worse than this also. I had such tough time. He used to come, poor fellow, from IIT Bombay, then to Juhu Temple, pick up Mahaprasad from there, then travel in trains for 1 hour to JC Hospital hostel. In the night he would come on his weekend, which he would generally spend in temple as a brahmachari, but he would spend with me. And when he would come with Mahaprasad or Radharas Bihari, I would order chicken and eggs and eat in front of him to just irritate him and to ask him to go away. I told him, don't come, please. I know everything, I heard everything. Now I will decide.
I didn't know that too. I should do the same thing to him. Literally, I should do the same thing. I should be in the canteen having some.
So why you think I was so humbly accepting? Because I know it's a reaction of my karma. So Dayana Prabhu still would come regularly. At least you don't eat meat in front of me to irritate me. I was eating meat and everything in front of him. Just to make him feel that he's a gone case and leave me alone and go. And you know how tolerant he was. Finally, after telling him for 1 year this thing, before I was inquisitive and listening, but I was too much into, you know, I had a beautiful girlfriend and everything. So I was like, you know, different air, you know, different strata I was traveling into. So I told him that enough, don't come anymore. So finally, after telling him so many times his statements, you know, insulting statements, he said, "Arey yaar, hum log to classmate friends hai na, so at least for friendship's sake, once you come to temple." I said, "Where's your temple?" He said, "In Juhu temple, Juhu, near sea beach, you know." I said, "Okay, I will have good evening with my girlfriend in Juhu beach and then I'll come over." So I met her on the sea beach and I dropped her on the bus stop and sent her home, and from there I went to temple. And that was like, I said, "Ki, jaate ek baar yaar, kya hai isme? Kaake aate hain, kya isme? Achha khana wana khaake aate hain." So next morning he said, "Ki, we have Mangal Arati at 4 o'clock, you know." I said, "Yeah, no problem, whatever we will do." So there was a big, huge tank of water, fish tank. Everybody would take out water and take bath at 3:30 in the morning. He woke me up. I took bath in the morning and I went in the temple. Dark it was, like fully dark. Some sannyasi was standing, Hare Krishna there. I was saying, "What happening?" And when the curtains opened, three people came out from the curtain. Pitch dark, you know, suddenly three men come out from three sides. One in between and one in two ends each. And they blow conchal at the same time. Three times at the same time. And then they all go in same time. Again disappear in the curtain. And at same time, all curtains open. Like this, in house. And at the same time, the Agarbatti is revolving. And at the same time, the lamp is revolving. Same time, all of them come out and give the lamp. Same time. At the same time, all of them come out again and blow three times the conch. I said, "My God, this is amazing coordination." Such synchrony and such darshan, my God, that of course that was an external thing which impressed me, but the Lords, when they opened, dim light, everything dark outside, and so beautiful melody of singing, you know, that is a clean bolt be completely, it's made flat, you know. And one who was arguing for years, after months, at the end of Mangal Arati, he just put mala in my hand. He said, "Chant Hare Krishna." So I chanted for the whole morning chanting period. Then Darshan Arati, that beautiful song, Govinda Madhi Purusham. And then there is Bhagavatam class given by His Holiness Sridhar Maharaj. I remember such a jolly class he gave, joking and all this thing. I was so happy. And then after the Bhagavatam class, was a queue. I said, why there is queue? I said, "There is sweet Mahaprasad. Morning Mangal Bhoga Kheer." And that kheer was like, I cannot explain to you. That kheer had... I now learnt that they used to put peda in that kheer. One of the ingredients was peda. Mawa peda, along with kheer preparation, kheer recipe, dry fruits, everything previous night made, put in the fridge, ice cold, and then they would peda, crush peda in that and mix it that and offer to the Lord. And it was such a tasty thing. And you would go to only half palm full, you know. And palm would be almost frozen, so cold, and it was so tasty. Second time if you go, you'll not get it. And then I was taken for Mahaprasadam. And devotee Mahaprasadam used to be on Sunday morning, 9 o'clock, 15 items. You know, if you hear my stories about how I used to eat food, Prasadam, some other time we'll tell you. So I ate to my heart's content. And then I only asked him one question. "Now what should I do?" So immediately he went to a stall there, bought a kanti mala and tied around my neck. And he bought a book, Science of Self-Realization, and gave it to me gift. And he bought a jholi and mala, and he said, "Now what should I do?" He said, "Chant 4 rounds. He said, "Yes." No more questions asked. From that day, onion, garlic, not onion, garlic, but all non-vegetarian, everything finished. And within 6 months, I started chanting 16 rounds. I was feeling very guilty actually. So many years, months after I harassed him, you know, mistreated him, ill-treated him so much. So I took up also very fast after that. Hare Krishna. So thank you very much for all of your love and hospitality. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So Sri Krishna Balaram ki jai, Radha Bharaneshwara ki jai, Gaur Nithai ki jai, Narsingh Bhagavan ki, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki. Thank you.